If Bitachon is part of the introduction to Kriyashma Ba'avur Avisein Shabbat Chabacha, the merits of our forefathers who trusted in you, it's so much part of the bracha that we say after the Shema, which essentially joins the Shema with the Amida, and the context through which we stand in front of Hashem as we say our Amida every single day is indeed this idea of Bitachon and trust in Hashem. Straight after we've said the Shema, we say that Hashem Elokeichem Emes. And he's not just Emes, he's not just true, he's certain, established and enduring, he's fair and faithful, beloved and cherished, delightful, pleasant. He's awesome and powerful, correct and accepted. Good and beautiful is his affirmation to us and forever. And then we say, Emes, Elokei Olam, Malkeinu Tzur Yaakov, Magi Nishenu, L'dor V'dor Kayom, Shmoy Kayom, Chisoy Nachon, Malchus V'Menos L'ad Kayomes. True, the God of the universe is our King, the Rock of Yaakov, he's the shield of our salvation. From generation to generation he endures, and his name endures, and his throne is well established. Tzur Yaakov. What does it mean that Hashem is the rock? Sur means the basis. It's like a bedrock. You build a building on a rock. That's a strong foundation. Strong foundations are building into the bedrock. He is the bedrock of our national existence. But he's not just the bedrock. He's not just the rock on which everything else is based and established and stands firm. He also protects us. So he's not just the basis. He also protects the building. And it's not just that he offers protection. Yish'enu. He protects us. He takes us out of difficult situations. He's a Moshiach. He's a savior. And that's what we say in our bracha in the Amida. Melech Oizeru Moshiach Magin. Magin. A shield means he protects us. So that the painful, tragic events shouldn't happen. But if the tragic, painful, awful, horrific events do happen, for whatever reason they're part of his plan, he's still Moshiach. He takes us out from those awful, tragic, painful, horrific scenarios. We don't stay there forever. This is Yeshua. Yeshua always comes from Hashem directly. Oizer, on the other hand, just to go to the Amida for a second, is where we do it together. We do and Hashem helps us. But Yeshua is even greater because Hashem helps us even without our involvement. So yes, he's a Melech, he's an Oizer, he's a Mashiach and a Magin in the Amida. But here, Tzmagin Yeshenu, Tzur Yeshenu. Tzur Yaakov Magin Nishenu. L'dor v'dor. Every generation. Hashem protects us. He exists forever. He's eternal. We see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's providential hand in the Hashgacha of Klal Yisrael. And as we join the Shema to the Amida, we put these ideas front and center. Hashem is real, he's true, he's present, he's involved, he cares, he protects, and he saves.